Well, Paul, that's a rich dude.
Now, did you ever have anything to say that's kind of sandy and easy work, pretty good soil? Is there any names of that kind? It's not quite as thick and gummy as this black sort of pumpkin.
Have you had any follow-up? No, not tonight. I can't
bear
loan.
Okay,
well, thank you. What's the
follow-up? Loan, loan, what's the
loan? Loan, loan.
Loan, loan, loan.
Loan, loan, loan. Loan, loan, loan.
Well, now, say you have a little stream running through part of your land. The land down there along the side of the stream, what do you call that?
Call the land?
Yeah.
The bottom.
Now, if the piece of land down there was kind of grassy, would you still just call it down the bottom?
Call it meadow.
Now, a piece of land that has water standing on it a good part of the time, what would you call that kind of land?
Swamp.
Would it make any difference whether or not it had trees on it or not?
No, I don't think it would.
How about, say, where sometimes near a river or something of that kind, overflow into the land and the water can't get out?
Dam? Hold dammed up?
No, it isn't like you build a dam, but sometimes the river will overflow and get into a sort of a hollow piece of land, and that water will have to stand there and dry up because it can't get back and the river goes down.
Pond?
Do you ever have anything around there that you call a slough?
No, I never did.
Do you remember the names of some of the streams you had over around your place?
Well, the creek was named Salt Creek. And then we had a branch that ran down in the bottom through the dead bed. And where you speaking about it made me think of that. He always went down there and had to planted corn down there because it was richer down there. And there was a branch run through that, but I don't remember of it having any name.
What did this creek run into?
Salt Creek run into the... Oh, I don't remember now what other creek, and then it run into the river.
Any high points of land over there around downtown?
Yes, there's some, as you go Road 50 out of Bedford, there's some really high points. It's about like Brown County to go from here to Nashville.
Do you remember the names of any of those?
No, they just never did have no names. They put that new highway through there, which 50 goes on in Seymour and then down through Madison, on the down in Kentucky. But I don't remember whatever
it
was. What's
the problem?
Falling hills? Yeah, hills. It's just what they call going through the hills.
I mean, don't have anything higher than what you call a hill over there.
It's no.
Not nothing bigger than that. But then that you get down east of Kentucky and you call them
mountains.
But you know what you call a place on a pond that you might tie your boat up to? Didn't want to haul it out of the pond.
Stake?